Good morning. Arctic high pressure centered over southern Quebec is giving us a clear cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many places starting off in the single digits and lower teens, while others have gone below zero, particularly across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains of Vermont. That same high pressure center will bring us some sunshine this morning, although clouds will tend to be on the increase during the course of the afternoon. High temperatures will struggle today and only reach the upper teens to lower 20s across the region. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken tonight well in advance of a developing storm, which is currently making its way through the mid part of the country. This low pressure center will make its way down the Ohio Valley toward Cleveland by early tomorrow morning. On this track, light snow will begin to break out in central and northern New York by sunrise tomorrow. Overnight lows will be in the upper teens. At the same time, a secondary low-pressure center rich with subtropical moisture will get organized in the northern Gulf of Mexico. This system will track through the southeastern part of the country to a position near Cape Hatteras by early tomorrow morning. The light snow will continue to overspread the entire region during the morning hours tomorrow. During the day, the energy from the primary storm, though, will transfer to the coast, and the secondary storm will become more powerful. Snowfall rates will increase as this occurs, and by tomorrow evening, a steady light to moderate snow will be falling. We can expect at least a few inches of snow across most of interior New York and New England by dark, and temperatures will top out in the upper 20s. At this point, the storm will intensify rapidly as it makes its way to a position east and south of Cape Cod overnight into Saturday morning. It is during this time that the heaviest snow will fall. Most places will pick up at least 8 to as much as 14 inches of snow in the Mohawk Valley, the Greater Capital District in northern New York and Vermont, parts of the Catskills, the Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, the Taconics, Berkshires, southern Vermont, and southern New England will receive at least a foot of snow up to as much as 18 inches. There will be considerable blowing and drifting of the snow, especially closer to the storm's center towards the coast. More wind and snow is likely on Saturday morning, but it will gradually wind down during the morning, first in central and eastern New York, then in New England, where it could snow at least into the early part of the afternoon. Several more inches of snow will accumulate in these locations. With a return to sunshine from west to east, high temperatures will be in the mid to upper 20s. On Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with cold high pressure in control. Temperatures will be in the middle to upper 20s. Before another disturbance heads our way on Monday, this one looks milder, though, with the chance of a rain-snow mix and temperatures in the middle to upper 30s. Behind that system, scattered snow showers on Tuesday in the mid-30s and sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with another system headed our way for Wednesday, highs again in the middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for southern Wisconsin and most of lower Michigan in association with the same storm in its development stages. As much as 6 to 12 inches of snow will fall in these locations today and tonight. Meanwhile, another storm out west will bring snow to the Sierras and the Cascades, where winter weather advisories are in effect. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Joeyhaven Airport in Canada at 12 noon last Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Shonai, Japan at 10:13 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 18 below zero, with a northwest wind at 74 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 15 degrees, the dew point 4, 61% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.42 inches, and currently it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 18 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the mid-30s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a chance of snow late in the day and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 17, the average temperature 26, that's 2 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, still just 0.1 inch for the month, and that's 2.8 inches below normal, and 19.7 inches for the season, which is 17.3 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 48, set in 2005 and in 1951. And the record low, 18 below zero, in 1995. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:17 p.m. 10 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the teens. Thickening clouds tonight with light snow developing toward morning, perhaps an inch or two in spots with lows in the single digits and lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 20s. Thickening clouds tonight with light snow developing toward morning and lows near 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy skies today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Thickening clouds tonight with light snow developing toward morning, perhaps an inch or two in spots with lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Thickening clouds tonight with light snow developing toward morning and lows right around 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Thickening clouds tonight with light snow developing toward morning and lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow, light at first, then steadier and heavier deeper into the day, and especially tomorrow night, significant accumulation likely with highs tomorrow in the upper 20s. More snow in the early morning hours on Saturday, then some sunshine later, breezy, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly sunny, upper 20s on Sunday. A chance of rain or snow on Monday, upper 30s. Mid-30s on Tuesday with scattered snow showers and sunshine Wednesday giving way to clouds and highs again in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.